Swaru Official Channel Presentation, the new version. Hello, welcome and thank you for clicking on my YouTube channel. I hope you are doing very well. Please listen to this channel presentation until the end, to fully understand what it is about. My name is Minerva Marie Swaru. I was born on March 8, 2008, so yes, at the time I'm writing and publishing this video on June 21, 2023, I'm 15 years old, but I was not born on Earth. And I'm not human. Defining humans only as the humanoid species based on the Lyrian body shape which inhabits Earth. I am a Swarunian, which is a genetic variant of the Taygetan race that inhabits the four planets orbiting the star Taygeta in the Pleiades star system known as M45. The star system is also known as the Seven Sisters, and my base planet is Era. I looked just like any human female would at my age, because there is more humanity on countless other planets in outer space, and they are all basically the same species. And I'm the most recent Swaru to arrive here. As far as I know, there are at least 400,000 other civilizations inhabiting nearly the same amount of planets, all with people who basically look identical to humans on Earth, as it is said, wearing a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, no one would think they are not human. This adds up to all the countless other advanced civilizations of other technological species that do not look human, or human enough. These exist in the millions and no one really knows or cares to count them all. Life in the universe is the norm, not the exception. Whenever you look up to the sky and wonder if there is any life in those stars above, know that those stars are there because of the life in them. I'm a member of an expeditionary group in Earth's orbit since many years ago, that is here to observe and monitor humankind during these difficult times. I lived on Earth for 5 years as a step down, which is a human-looking extraterrestrial who directly comes off a spaceship and integrates into society for some time, to gain experience about what it is like to be human, among other reasons. I arrived there when I was 8 years old, and I left the surface of Earth when I was 13, returning to live with my family on a large mothership orbiting Earth. I walked your streets, and I went to grade school when I was on Earth. I attended dancing and ballet lessons, as well as gymnastics and fitness training next to my mother. And I lived my share of problems living on Earth knowing that I was not born there and knowing that I was not human. I lived the same problems starseeds face on Earth, to be ridiculed for thinking differently. I was sent to the principal's office several times because I dared to contradict my teachers with facts, never understanding why discipline and obedience are more important than the truth for the school system. I lived the lack of values most humans live by, resenting with sadness and disbelieving why material things and money are more important to them than life in general. Living on Earth for the last 5 years of my childhood was a very strong, nurturing, eye-opening and traumatic experience for me, but it helped shape who I am today. Humankind's twisted values and lack of ethics always baffled me, and made me wonder what was really going on there on Earth. It is said here, officially, that Earth has been taken over by groups of regressive and invasive alien species who manipulate and control society to their advantage, basically exploiting the human population to their advantage, and therefore Earth must be liberated from them. Yet, after closely observing everything that is going on, studying everything in context as well as analyzing my group's direct experience and information gathered while here, we concluded that what is happening on Earth, in reality, is a much more complicated situation. We have come to see that very few people on Earth are aware of the real complex situation, and even fewer people off-planet are aware of it. Although several members of my expeditionary group have been sharing their points of view online and through their friends' YouTube channels, I felt the need to share my story and my points of view in an independent way. This channel is directly administered by Swarunians and Tagetans, with no human intervention of any kind, therefore I'm forced to keep my comments section deactivated under all my videos. It has been my choice and that of my family and group to keep me isolated from all human influence, so whatever is published on my channel is as purely off-planet as it gets. Therefore you will not see me interacting directly or being interviewed as with others of my group. I write all this information daily, alone and with no one guiding me other than my mind and whatever is on it. If I don't sit down to write, I would have nothing to publish the next day. I do not have a ready written book, nor do I have any files of any kind to back me up, unless stated otherwise. I write every day on my own, and that is what you see published here the next day, and my full intention is to publish one video a day, once in English and the next in Spanish. As I don't have any backup files, so I must write my topic before making each one of the videos, on the same day, which leaves me nearly no time to look for interesting images and animations to make them attractive to eyesight, and even much less time to be able to develop images on my own to illustrate what I am talking about, although I include them whenever I can. So please bear in mind that as I have so much information to share, I must publish every day, so the focus of this channel is the information in itself, the text and the audio, and not the images, which I only use as aesthetic support. The main characteristic of this YouTube channel is to give the information as a podcast, at least mostly, because I am doing nearly everything on my own and alone, and I still must do my chores and help my family on board. Whenever possible, I do receive help from my family and friends, mostly as technical support, and whenever possible they also help me translate my topics from English to Spanish, although I always carefully revise the final text before converting it to speech, a very time-consuming process. I am fluent in several human languages, mostly English, Spanish, Russian, French, Italian, and German. But I can only make videos in English and Spanish because I don't have enough time for other ones, and I know that most people who follow me and my group speak those two languages. And I prefer to write in English as I find my ideas to flow faster in that language, and also because it is easier to translate from English into Spanish than the reverse. Here I share countless topics that I have researched, both using terrestrial information, mostly online, but also using the vast 15,000 human printed books or more in the Tagetan Mothership's library, as well as researching the information using Tagetan stellar information, and the information from the Galactic Federation as well, using non-human technology, whenever possible. My concept for this YouTube channel is to filter down to Earth, not only my point of view but also the information that is considered stellar, or extraterrestrial, and therefore not readily available on Earth, and that can be useful for the general population, but especially for starseeds. I face many challenges because all star races must follow strict contact and intervention laws that limit what can be shared and how. And an example of this is the Prime Directive, which basically prohibits and prevents non-humans from sharing information and technology that is above the one that is found on Earth, as well as preventing all hard evidence to be shared with the greater public. I have found that this is mainly to prevent other much more advanced civilizations from intervening and imposing their values and ethics onto humans on Earth, as the Galactic Federation believes that humankind must evolve on their own and with no interference, leaving all non-human star races to aid Earth only as inspiration, seeding bits of information onto the human web, communication systems, and collective unconscious using both natural and synthetic telepathy. So I do face much censorship that limits what I can share, what topics and how I address them. Adding to this greater Prime Directive-based censorship, I must also share all this strange and unusual information also facing human-based censorship of all kinds, including what can be said and what cannot on a social media platform such as this one, YouTube. I also face much of the skepticism and disbelief that the general public has been indoctrinated to have, and how they have been conditioned to react whenever they are faced with any subject that has to do with extraterrestrials, to the point of ridicule, even. Adding to this, much of the information can't be openly shared because the powers that be would quickly silence my group, preventing us all from being able to filter whatever we can down into Earth's human society. Considering that much of the information and topics that I deal with here are sensitive and highly censored, I feel the need to clarify that you could interpret them as science fiction. However, I live what I say every day, and take this information very seriously. As I always say in my credits, see this information as science fiction or as you see it best, and whoever has eyes to see. I'm not interested in lying or making up any stellar stories, and I'm not trying to impose it on anyone, nor am I interested in changing the points of view of anyone either. This is my information, and I have the right to share it on my YouTube channel as anyone else does on theirs. I just hope many people find my information valuable for them and their spiritual awakening and process. The information on this YouTube channel is mostly aimed at the advanced and highly awakened starseeds and like-minded souls who already know who they are or are in the process of discovering their true identity, as well as for all those countless full extraterrestrials that are passing off as humans right now on Earth. But this information is for anyone who finds any part of it valuable. I thank you, beautiful souls, for liking and for subscribing. I appreciate it a lot as it helps me keep on with my difficult task of writing and publishing all these complicated subjects, and daily. I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.